Health literacy. Patient education, what we know. Beyond using the teach-back method, we need to consider how we organize patient education. Written materials, when used alone, will not adequately inform. Patients prefer receiving key messages from their physicians with accompanying pamphlets. It is better to think of a pamphlet as a facilitator of a conversation rather than a replacement of a conversation. When we design our message for patients, we should focus on the need to know and the need to do. Oftentimes, those of us in the medical field give a lot of extraneous information. For example, pathophysiology rarely helps the patient. What patients generally want is what they need to know and need to do. It is important to remember that patients with low literacy tend to ask fewer questions. It is dependent upon us, the staff, to help patients identify what they need to hear again and to assess whether they understand. Lastly, it can be very helpful to have a patient bring a family member or friend and their medications to any appointment. Having a family member present helps ensure questions get asked and helps the patient to remember what was discussed. Bringing their medication bottles helps to facilitate a discussion with the doctor. Here are the 7 tips for all of us when working with our patients. Use plain language. Think about how you would explain things to the cashier at the grocery store. Limit information given to key points, no more than 3 to 5. Think about what you want the patient to remember and focus on those. Be specific and concrete, not general. If action is involved, go through every detail. Demonstrate actions, draw pictures, use models if you have them. Repeat and summarize the information. Most of us don't remember when we're told something once. We need to hear it a few times. Use the teach-back method to check understanding. Have a powerful, hopeful, empowering attitude.